The plan calls for construction of 17 housing units in Pittsfield Township each year and another 140 annually in Ann Arbor for the next 20 years. Teresa Gelati is Housing and Community Infrastructure Manager for Washtenaw County's Office of Community and Economic Development. She says they've seen some incremental progress made in 2016.
We don't have the numbers yet for both of those communities. We wait until January, February to collect the data in case there's some projects wrapping up. We do know that there have been some policy changes that have been pushing us in the right direction.
She says that includes a few different measures. Ann Arbor has decided to let residents build secondary dwellings on their property in certain circumstances. The county is moving forward with a property development along Platte Road that will create more affordable housing units as well. Still, Gelati says there is plenty of work left to do.
It's really a lot to get to that 140 units a year number, and so it's going to need a kind of a combination of willing partners, policy changes, potentially infusion of funding to help to get to a more steady flow of units, affordable units being built every single year.
Gelati says the county, Pittsfield Township, and the city of Ann Arbor will continue working towards hitting target goals in the new year. Washtenaw County has already issued requests for new affordable housing project proposals for 2017. I'm David Fair, 89.1 WEMU News.